Welcome to Giant Ear. Giant Ear is a two-hour radio show created by Andrea Williams, curated by Edmund Mooney, and guest curated tonight by Ricardo Arias with the New York Society for Acoustic Ecology. We are webcast live the last Sunday of every month and replayed the first Sunday of the following month on Free 103.9, a nonprofit media arts group based in Brooklyn and Accra, New York. We play interviews with sound artists and the local public, and all a manner of field recordings and soundscape compositions, preferably under 20 minutes, from sound artists and designers, but also from anyone who can get their hands on a recording device and listen to the world around them. Please send your field recordings or soundscape compositions to ened2@hotmail.com. That's ened, or ened2@hotmail.com, or at dropload.com with the same email address, or physically mail them to Edmund Mooney, 474 Warren Street, number 3, Brooklyn, New York, 11217. Also, please check out our website at www.nyacousticecology.org and www.nysoundmap.org. My name is Ricardo Arias, and I'm your host tonight, and I have curated tonight's show. We will listen to works played within the soundscape, that is, recordings of sound events or music made to be performed as part of the surrounding soundscape or played and recorded regarding the soundscape as an integral part of the music. We'll begin tonight's show with Sketches of a Groaning Building, a duet for double bass and ambient apartment sounds featuring the hiss and clang of steam heat and the double bass played by Johnny Farrow. This duet was recorded by Johnny in his pre-World War II apartment building in Brooklyn, and it lasts about 10 minutes. And we'll follow that with a duet played under the Manhattan Bridge by Tamio Shiraishi on alto saxophone and Sean Meehan on snare drum and cymbals. This was recorded in 2002 by Jeff Dugan. Thank you.
Thank you.
We just heard a duet recorded under the Manhattan Bridge in 2002 featuring Sean Meehan on snare drum and cymbals and Tam Yoshiraishi on alto saxophone. We'll continue with an untitled piece by a quartet with two Argentines, Diego Chami on percussion and Leonel Kaplan on trumpet, German trumpeter Axel Derner and French recordist and phonographist Jean Palandre. This was recorded on May 14th of 2004 at the Forêt de Grésigne in France. You're listening to Giant Ear. We're hearing music played and recorded within the environment. We'll continue with a flute solo played and recorded by Ricardo Arias, by myself, in October of 1993 in the rainforest in Colombia. This will be the first time that the piece will be heard by humans. After this flute solo in the rainforest, we'll hear next an excerpt of a piece written by Spanish composer Llorens Barber, and who has specialized in writing music for entire cities. He writes for the bells of cities around the world, and in this case we'll hear part of Gaudeamus Igitur, a piece composed especially for the bells of the city of Granada in Spain, and we'll hear is the nearly 200 bells of the city played by 300 musicians, gymnasts, as the composer calls them, and it was recorded on October 9, 1992, beneath one of the towers, the Tower of Vela, that were being sounded that night in Granada. We just heard an excerpt from Gaudeamus Igitur, a piece written by Spanish composer Llorens Barber for the bells of the city of Granada. We'll continue with another Mediterranean city. We'll hear a duet with trumpeter Mazen Kerbach on trumpet, of course, and the Israeli Air Force on bombs. This duet was recorded live in Beirut from Mazen's balcony on July 15th of 2006. After this wartime duet between Mazen Karbash and the Israeli Air Force, we'll hear a potpourri of snippets recorded by our friend David Watson in 1982 in Java. We'll hear, among other things, a cotton candy seller, a hammer man working on the road, a Chinese worker, and an amorous vocal duet of also a couple of Chinese lovers, among other things.
骑白马，鼓敲鞭，风吹马尾的溜溜翻。
Finish today's show with a series of short recordings by another Spanish musician, or rather Swiss-born Spanish-based musician, trumpeter Marcus Broyce, and these were recorded in India, Bangladesh and Spain at different locations between 1997 and 1999. And Broyce plays buffalo horn, didgeridoo trumpets, flugelhorn, cow horns, stones, bicycle horn, and a long etc. of instruments recorded in various urban and natural outdoor settings.
Gracias.
And with this medley of recordings by Marcus Preuss, the Swiss-born and Madrid-based trumpet player, we end tonight's show. And I would like to make an announcement. I would like to remind you about an event that's coming up next Friday, October 6th. It's the inauguration of the Ear to the Earth Festival. The festival will take place from October 6th to the 14th in New York City, and it is a week-long festival of environmental sound and image with installations, panels, and concerts. It was conceived and organized by Electronic Music Foundation, and the aim of the festival is to inspire sensitivity to our natural and human environments through sound and foster engagement in environmental issues. The opening reception will be co-hosted by the Electronic Music Foundation and the New York Society for Acoustic Ecology on Friday, October 6th, and it will consist of a presentation of the New York Sound Map, a presentation by Andrea Polly and Dr. Cynthia Rosenzweig of Sonifications of Temperature Projections for New York City, a live remix of the Giant Ear Archives, and performances by Michelle Nagai and Ben Owen, Sean Meehan, and Miquel Jordan and Ricardo Arias. For more information about the festival and this event, please visit the website of the Electronic Music Foundation, www.emf.org. And for our next Giant Ear broadcast, to be heard on Sunday, October 29th, we will be hearing an interview with Spanish soundscape composer Miquel Jordan. One of Miquel's projects, called Sound Postcard, is based on a deceptively simple idea to record whatever sounds you hear from your window. So that will be the theme of our next show. What's outside your window? Please send your answers in the form of recordings, no longer than 20 minutes. As I said at the beginning of the program, you can send your contributions to Ed Mooney at ened2@hotmail.com. That's ned2@hotmail.com. Or put them at dropload.com with the same email address. Or physically mail them to Edmund Mooney, 474 Warren Street, number 3, in Brooklyn, New York, 11217. That's our show for tonight, and I hope you'll be joining us again on the 29th of October. Thank you very much.